advocacy group gives Biden F for first 100 days on all four pillars of its Declaration of Energy Independence. By Penny Starr on April 30, 2021. The Empowerment Alliance, TEA, a 501c4 that advocates for free markets and domestic energy independence, released the report card on President Joe Biden's energy policies in his first 100 days in office, giving him an F for each of the four pillars of its Declaration of Energy Independence. The group said in a statement distributed to media. Unfortunately, our nation's energy and climate picture couldn't be cloudier after Biden's first 100 days in office. The new administration's policy decisions and public statements take a decidedly anti-energy turn. Instead of unleashing the potential of our domestic energy industry, the Biden administration walled it off and locked it down. The first pillar is policies that provide Americans with affordable energy. On his first day in office, Joe Biden revoked the Keystone XL pipeline permit. This carbon-neutral project planned to carry roughly 800,000 barrels of oil a day from Alberta to Texas. The project would have created tens of thousands of jobs and billions in earnings. By canceling the pipeline, Biden derailed cheaper energy, killed more jobs, and ended a cleaner alternative to what will happen now. All that oil will be moved by train and trucks, a more expensive, more environmentally harmful way to go. The second pillar is clean energy to benefit the environment. Killing the Keystone XL pipeline actually increased the carbon footprint of the gas and oil moving through the system. If you could give a grade of less than F, the Biden administration would qualify for it. The press release said, their war on energy, particularly natural gas, undermines the cleanest, most abundant fuel available to power the electrical grid. For now and the foreseeable future, the United States will continue to rely on gas as a base fuel. Any effort to restrict or undermine that should be measured with a critical eye and given a failing grade. Pillar 3 is providing abundant energy for the future. America has a nearly 100-year supply of natural gas. This is a vast resource that could virtually guarantee prosperity. But several recent actions by the Biden administration make it clear that they would rather lock that resource underground and unused. The Biden campaign repeatedly and publicly professed that they would not ban fracking. But in February, when the Regional Commission voted to ban fracking in their region of the Marcellus Shale Field, Biden's U.S. Army Corps of Engineers abstained from voting, allowing the ban to stand. The group noted that energy companies have routinely leased land from the federal government to explore for oil and gas production. These leases allow the companies to find and produce more energy, but also funded hundreds of local programs that benefit the communities in which they reside. A good deal for everybody, the release said. Freezing those leases is a slap in the face to America's abundance. Pillar 4 is about global leadership and national security. By protecting our resources and using them as leverage, our country can retain our world energy leadership. But the Biden administration is attempting to choke that engine and put us at the mercy of our competitors. By re-entering the Paris Accord agreement, they may have scored points with our European allies, but our adversaries in China and Russia are having a field day. They are enjoying unilateral disarmament by America, where we have again signed up for more than 100 new regulations hobbling our competitiveness worldwide. Analysis shows it could cost 1.1 million jobs by 2025 and 6.5 million by 2040. The group's website encourages people to sign its declaration, which it hopes will harness the power of American ingenuity, the tenets of our free market system, and the abundance of our nation's natural gas supply to forge a more realistic, rational, and effective approach to energy consumption and environmental conservation than the risky tax scheme known as the Green New Deal. TEA's website said it wants to re-establish the United States as a global energy superpower. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.